Cares is pre-recorded.
You're listening to Q Cares, a public service of Wolf Boom Radio Lafayette and the all-new Q1067. Q Cares puts a focus on issues and challenges in our community. Also, the agencies and groups that work to make the greater Lafayette area a better place.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Q Cares. My name is Jim Stone, and today we're talking about the Tippecanoe Celebration of Recovery Rally. It's happening on September 26th. I believe that's a Saturday. It is a Saturday because I go on vacation on the 27th, so the timing's great. We're going to be at River City Church. It all starts right about noon. Zoe France of Valley Oaks Health and Sherry Davis of Sycamore Springs are my guests. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're good.
Yeah, so tell me about this rally. I'm pretty sure this is the third one? Or am I mistaken? Because
yes.
I think I've been involved in the first two, so I wanted to make sure. Yeah. Talk about the event, where it started, why it started, and where it's heading now.
Well, why it started is because we have really seen a national trend that recovery works, no matter what your pathway is to recovery from substance use disorder, that there is a place for you at the recovery community, and we wanted to make sure to connect people to that recovery community. And so we've done that through the Tippecanoe County. There's a group of volunteers, Sherry and I are on that committee, to do the rally, and this year it's pretty exciting. Sherry, you want to share how we're doing it a little bit different?
Yeah, we're doing it a little bit different due to COVID. So we actually are going to do a drive-through or a walk-through. So whatever works for your family, you will actually have live music. We have the Mark Bowden Band. We have 2-8 Ministries. We're going to have free food, a resource fair, so we can everyone can learn about all the different type of resources in the community revolving around mental health and substance use. And then basically any other types of resources somebody might need as far as in the community.
When you talk about, when you say we're going to do a drive-through, a walk-through, describe what that looks like and describe what we're, so is it, can we gather? Are we not gathering? Describe what this is going to look like.
We are going to be following all the CDC guidelines.
Yes.
You can bring your own mask. We'll be providing masks for those that don't have them. So it's important to be able to, you need to wear your mask that day. We will, like I said, be social distancing. But it's going to be fun. When you pull up, you can either decide to drive your car through all the festivities, or you can choose to walk, and then we'll have a stage set up to where the bands will be playing. People will be just enjoying themselves, talking about recovery, sharing stories. It'll just be an all-around fun day.
We're also giving awards out that day because there's a number of recovery advocates in our community who the group really felt needed to be nominated and recognized for their efforts in making improvements in our recovery community. So we look forward to celebrating. We're going to do the award celebration around 3:30, and I had the honor of letting two of those people know, so really looking forward to recognizing those individuals.
Zoe, you mentioned something as you were talking about it, about there are multiple pathways to recovery, and I can't stress it enough. Nobody has the market cornered on how to do this. There might be ways, but it might not necessarily work for that individual. Talk about the different pathways that maybe you guys see that you think does work.
Well, I can talk about the pathways that Valley Oaks does, and that's we have sober groups as far as intensive outpatient programs and therapy. We also work with a lot of AAs and NAs in the community. But then we do medication-assisted therapy as needed, whether that be with Suboxone or Vivitrol. And I know, Sherry, through Sycamore and Limestone Health, you offer a couple other ways. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, so we'll actually, within Sycamore Springs, we have a continuum of care that where we can provide for adults both the medication-assisted treatment through our Limestone, which is where we provide those with substance counseling, and also we utilize methadone. And then we also, within Sycamore Springs, we offer all-day programming and partial-day programming where we work with those with substance use disorder.
Talk a little bit about recovery and what exactly the whole thing's all about. I mean, I obviously getting the person off the substance that's driving them, but there's more to recovery than just getting off the drug, off the booze, or whatever. Talk a little bit about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Recovery to me, just from a personal experience, is being able to have someone be able to actively be a community member and really a family member. And so, you know, I have the blessing of having a brother who is in long-term recovery. And if recovery wasn't possible, he would not be a dad, and I would not be an aunt, and he would not be working and supporting his family. And so it's really just to show that recovery is possible, and through connections of knowing people who have walked that walk and talked that talk, that really anybody can recover from any of the substance use disorder that's needed. And so I think it's a connection event. And really around this time with COVID, we've seen isolation and depression go up. Our crisis center has seen our calls go up by 188% due to depression and isolation. And so this event is really going to be to help those connect and get people to feel a sense of community, which is so important during this time.
And that's the beauty of the event. The reason that we're hosting it is to let people understand that recovery is possible. And again, like we said, whatever pathway that is, whether or not you go to Valley Oaks, whether or not you go to Sycamore Springs, Limestone, all the different facilities, and there's just so many different options, but it's whatever that is to you, if it's abstinence, if it's but it's the treatment part of it that is so important, and whatever that works for you is what this day is about. So it's celebrating you, it's celebrating the again, the different pathways, and we're gonna have so many people there that day that are either struggling and they're going through it now, they've already been through it. Like Zoe said, there is a recovery side. There is a good future ahead.
Oh, there can be a very bright future.
Exactly. And that's what we're celebrating.
You can truly, and people don't necessarily believe it, but you can achieve your dreams once you get to a certain point. And it's truly an amazing thing. When you talk about different paths to recovery, I will tell you that I worked with a guy. We were both very, very silly. We both may have had a problem. I chose to go one way, and he ended up following me to the same therapy place, to the same rehab center. After that, we went two totally separate ways. I went more of a program way. He kind of went his own way. But I never said, hey, you have to do what I'm doing in order to get there. And he's spectacular. Mm-hmm. I think I'm doing okay myself right now. So, I mean, that's really what it's all about. Talk about, though, the effect that COVID has had in the recovery community at this point in time.
Yeah, it's really been connection. And so fortunately, we live in a community, Tippecanoe County, Lafayette, West Lafayette, that the community has really helped with trying to engage people in recovery. We have a number of resources outside of Valley Oaks and Sycamore, such as Bauer and Meridian and the Surf Center, variety of other people who really worked at changing things to virtual and getting connection with people. But the thing is, Jim, is that even with that, the alcohol sales have increased by about 46%, and the isolation is there. And so I just think it's really important to get the word out. So if you know of someone who might be suffering from substance use disorder, this could be a great event to invite them to show them that there's other pathways and there's people there in a community that cares, you know, whether it be Mental Health America, whatever that might be, United Way of Greater Lafayette. I mean, the list is endless, that there is a community and a provider or even a peer through our Phoenix paramedicine team,
quick response team
to be able to connect people to recovering. I think that's what this event really is showing that community and that we're all in this together to have a recovery community.
And to so many people, they think because they're in this life, if they have to give up what they may deem as their best friend, even though they don't, it's not your best friend, the drugs, the booze, the whatnot, they think their life is over, that there's nothing outside of that. And what's funny is when you're in that world, you think that that's what everybody is doing. And so life isn't over, is it? Talk about that.
It's not. Life isn't over. And there's actually, you know, a lot of great programs that are happening even to help with workforce that the Greater Lafayette Chamber of Commerce is doing. There's a lot of great recovery networks and church-based communities that help in bringing people in. And so I really think no matter what your walk is, that you can find your place in this community. And I think that's what all of us want to relay at this event, is that recovery matters and recovery is something that works, and that you can have a community and have a life that's fulfilled with purpose without substance use. And so that's why I get excited for the Recovery Rally, is to really champion that.
The Tippecanoe Celebration of Recovery Rally is happening on September 26th. That's a Saturday at River City Church, beginning at noon. Zoe France of Valley Oaks Health, Sherry Davis of Sycamore Springs are my guests here on Q-Care. Zoe talked a little bit about her brother. And that's obviously something that has inspired her. Sherry, give me an inspirational story of recovery that you've experienced. It could be anybody. I don't care where it's from. Give me a story of recovery. You got one?
I do. It goes way back into when I was in my early teens. And very good friend of mine continued to just struggle for years, and has stayed in my life, and there's been a lot of ups and downs, and I truly, I really didn't know how to help her. I struggled. I lived in a different community at that time. It was a much larger community, and you would think it would be easy to reach out and try to get the answers for her, and it just didn't happen for years. And then she ended up moving closer. And in the community here, we were able to, different connections in the community. And like Zoe said, that's the beauty of our community, is that we all work so much together that we want to just wrap our arms around everyone and to try to help them in any way we can. Whether it's connecting them to somebody, to a different resource, or whether it's with a homeless shelter, or whether it's just with group support. So she was able to get connected, and she still struggles today, but she is on a path. And mm-hmm. that path has been up and down, but she's on a good road now. And it's by utilizing the resources in the community that was helpful.
We often talk about the alcoholic. We talk about the drug addict, or we talk about the person who's dealing with it, however you want to term it. What doesn't get talked about a lot, and I think this is this way in life, because the focus immediately goes to that tornado mm-hmm. that is the addict, the alcoholic. And while the focus is, we don't talk enough about the families mm-hmm. that put up with this. Is this an event for the families that are maybe struggling with someone who's struggling?
Absolutely. It is all ages. And so we welcome that. And, you know, again, you know, I find comfort in knowing that people have walked the same walk and have kind of the same story. That's why our Power of the Peer program is just so wonderful through Phoenix and the QRT team. And so you can find someone who has walked, like myself, as a family member, and connect and know what that journey is like. And again, that just comes from a really connected community that cares. And that's how I sum up the event. So come, get connected, get plugged in. We'll figure out who that is to get you connected with and help you while you drive through our walkthrough. We're really looking forward to celebrating Recovery Month.
How many people are we looking for something like this?
Well, we're going to keep it CDC safe. So we can't have, right now at the present time, we can't have more than 250 at a time.
So
no now kidding. It runs from 12:30 to 4:30. So total over that course of time, we anticipate around 500 people.
Okay.
So, but we do need to keep that number managed, and so we will have a counter at the front as people are entering and
The world of COVID changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. We'll be working through the day. You know, there'll be music mm-hmm. throughout the day. There'll be food. There'll be games for the kids.
The awards. All of that.
So it'll stretch out a good deal of the day. But we will have to manage that, like Zoe said. But it's I think it's manageable, mm-hmm. and it's something to where it's there's enough going on throughout that time that no matter what you show, no matter what time you show up, there'll be fun activities, mm-hmm. and there'll be people to talk to, and there'll be recovery stories to hear. There'll be to where you can share your recovery stories. It'll be a great day.
It's definitely a fun day. The first year that it was up there in the park,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and then it was at the Bauer Center,
yep. yeah.
and it continues to grow and get
yes.
bigger, so we had to move it down to River City.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep, and it will be an outdoor event, so we're keeping that safe, too.
Yep.
And like Sherry said, masks will be required and distance, and we're going to do our best to manage all of that. But we really felt as a group that we needed to do something because of the issues mm-hmm. of connectivity and isolation, self-isolation, especially in the recovery community. It's just having an impact, and we really want people to get out and feel connected.
I'm glad you said it, because one of my questions was going to be, during this COVID time, why not just delay it? I think it's already been delayed by about a month.
Yeah.
But that's why it's important to do this, is mm-hmm. because people need contact.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes,
it's
and
just,
connection.
And like Zoe said, so much of our services has had to go tele-assessments, teletherapy. And it's been a good and it's been a bad. So mm-hmm. we've not been able to actually see the people and get in front of them. But the good thing is, for those that are reclusive, those that are staying inside, mm-hmm. we've been able to come inside mm-hmm. their homes with that teleservice and actually reach them and then maybe get them to where we wouldn't have been able to grab them before. So there's kind of a good and bad. But this event, I think, is going to be excellent, because it's going to give people to get a chance to get outside and to enjoy that recovery community.
If somebody's struggling and they need help, where do
exactly.
they go? Where do they go other than, I mean, look, the rally's coming up on the 26th. So we got, what do we got, a couple weeks for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our number one community resource is the Quick Response Team, mm-hmm. and that is our peer program. You can find that on Facebook, the Tippecanoe County Quick Response Team. And then another resource in our community that does not have a treatment provider focus is the Mental Health America Navigator. And again, you could find that on Mental Health America, the Wabash Valley Region's website, and that is our patient navigator, and that navigator does a phenomenal job in connecting to resources. Those are the two that I plug versus an individual agency, because they're the ones that would know how to connect people.
And then they push them wherever they
Absolutely.
Need to go.
They work with
yep.
all the agencies in the community, mm-hmm. and they stay updated on any of the resources or any of the changes within our services. They keep connected all the time. Two great resources in the community.
If you're struggling and you want to start living, reach out and get yourself some help, because you can't believe how much your life will change. Zoe France from Valley Oaks Health, Sherry Davis of Sycamore Springs. The Tippecanoe Celebration of Recovery Rally is happening at River City Church on September 26th. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you
for having us.
Q Cares is pre-recorded.
This has been another edition of Q Cares. If your organization would like to be a part of Q Cares, email us qcares@lafayetteq1067.com. Q Cares is a public service of Wolf Boom Radio Lafayette and the all-new Q1067.